This land is yours. This land is mine. From California to New York, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you.
Hello, everyone. This is Basma Farhad of the People Speak Radio. Here, we believe when the people speak, they make a difference. I've missed everybody. I'm really, really excited to be back, and we've had a wonderful guest tonight, Eric Violet. Now, I know the name Eric Violet may not mean something to everyone, but anybody that has watched the FreeCreditScore.com commercials will know Eric very, very well because he's the lead actor, singer, musician that played in those commercials. And hi, Eric, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks a lot.
That was good. See, he does that very, very well. Hi. Eric.
Yeah, I'm practicing my H's and my TH's.
Oh, are you really? That's actually, H's are an interesting letter. I'm Palestinian, so I know. I listened to broken English my whole life. Eric, God, your commercials were just so much fun. Did you guys have as much fun making them?
Honestly, yes. And I think that's why it worked, you know, and when people, you know, on the screen, you know, you can feel it. It's like when you're on stage, when I did theater, you can feel the public, and the public can feel you. So when you're having fun, the public knows it.
You know, it's absolutely true. And you can tell that you guys were so comfortable with each other. What happened? Where'd you go? Why did you go back to Canada? We want you in America.
Well, thanks. But I'll probably go in the United States to play my own music next summer. We're working very hard with Wendy Lopez from WCI Entertainment. We want to bring my real band, God Against God, in the United States. So I'll probably be in the United States, finally.
Well, that's wonderful. God Against God. Okay, tell me about the title.
Oh, God Against God. Well, it's my, you know, it's not the Free Credit Report commercials band. It's a real band. This one is a real band. So God Against God is, I don't know, it's about life, it's about insanity, it's about, and we're trying to spread some light. It's the kind of music is, I don't know, it's like a rock, alternative, progress, prog music, kind of a mix of every genre that we like.
And what are you trying to say with that kind of music?
We're trying to to put some light in the heart of the people, in the mind of the people. We're trying to reveal all the insanity that's happening right now on this planet. We're trying to change the world.
Well, you know, I guess that's probably what we're trying to do here on the program as well.
Yeah, exactly. It's all about changing the world.
You fit in beautifully. You know, your commercials, as I said, I know that you changed the world with the commercials. And I swear, I mean, you couldn't convince me to, I mean, I don't think I cared one way or the other what you were advertising, but you were such really, you guys were so entertaining. I mean, I just wanted to watch you guys. I didn't care. You could have been selling pizzas for all I knew, but it was such fun to watch you guys.
Well,
I mean, you had people dancing. You had people snapping their fingers and nodding their heads. I mean,
yeah.
I know that you must have felt that. I know that you see that when you watch them yourself, don't you?
Yes, yes. So I didn't write the song Dave Muhlenfeld did. I think it's a very these songs were very catchy. But, the three of us, me, Vince, and Mario, which are the other band member from the Fruit of It commercial, we had so much fun. I think it's just all these things together, put together, made this commercial work. I think it's.
Let me ask you, what happened to Mario and Vince?
I don't know. We tried to jam. We tried to get together for a jam session, and it didn't work. And I haven't heard from them since they've changed the Free Credit Report band. So that's a good question. I'll probably call them.
Now, I know that as an actor, I'll be quite honest with you, and I have to tell you, I think you're lying. I don't believe you lip-synced. I think you really sang it. I was stunned. I didn't know. I had no idea. I absolutely had no idea that you lip-synced that. You were great, and the music and your movements, your facial expressions fit the song so beautifully, there would have been no way on earth that I ever would have guessed.
Well, thank you. My ego is getting bigger now.
Well, it should get bigger. I mean, you guys were the best thing next to Cracker Jacks. I mean, you were the best thing to watch. And I mean it. And so you said, so you haven't heard from, now, were Vince and Mario, were they Canadian as well, or?
Yeah.
How did the Canadians come here and interview for this and get the job over, say, an American band that didn't have to lip sync? Or was it just that they liked the way you guys looked or jived together?
Well, when they did the casting, they weren't looking for actors and musicians. They weren't, they tried all different kind of people because they didn't know if they wanted a real singer or if they wanted an actor. I'm an actor and I'm a singer, so maybe it made it easier for them. But Mario and Vince, they're not actors, they're musicians, but they really like, just like you said, they really like the look of Mario and the look of Vince, which fits perfectly with the commercial, the kind of, the character that they wanted to show on the commercials. Yeah.
So let me ask you, Eric, what do you think of the new band? I have to tell you, I like you guys
commercials.
Better.
You'd be surprised. No, I've seen only one commercial. It's the commercial with they're playing golf, I think.
Uh-huh.
They're wearing yellow pants and stuff like this. Am I right?
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, I think I've seen only one commercial. Well, that's a very tricky question. You just do I like it?
Their music is good. Are they lip syncing as well, or are they singing the?
No, I think it's their real voice.
Those are their real voice.
I think it's a good band. I mean, they're pretty tight. It's not a kind of music that I like personally, but it's still a very good band. And I respect their work. It felt strange to see another face on those commercials. Obviously, I've been doing this for 3 years, and Free Credit Report never told us why they, choose another way. So it felt strange, obviously, but I will never say like these guys are bad or blah blah blah. They're good, They did the audition like everybody else, and, they win the contest. Good for them.
We have our first question from our audience through email. Alice in California is asking, is Eric dating anyone? I love him. we're going to hook you up today, Eric. I'm telling you, we're hooking you up today.
Okay. I'm not married, but I've met someone recently. But you know, it's hard to respond to that because I don't want, you know, I mean, I don't want
discourage any of the girls.
Discourage anybody? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, apparently he's still up for grabs, guys. So there you go.
Oh, my girlfriend, I hope she's not
with me. You have such a wonderful face. I mean, you're the kind of guy that I would, like, let my kid's sister or my daughter date.
Oh, you should not. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, I love kids. Honestly, it's always wonderful to – I love to play with them because it's when you play with them, it's always about here and now. You know, it's like here and now. It's not about tomorrow or not about yesterday. It's like right now. You're having fun. That's it, you know.
Let me ask you, Eric, how did you get interested in music from the beginning? I mean, I saw your website, and I love that. The piano was too heavy to steal, so I took the guitar.
It's true. Well, it all began when I was studying acting at the National Theatre School of Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very hard for me in studying acting because I was very, very young when I entered into the National Theatre School. I was only 17.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the People Speak Radio Show. We were experiencing some technical difficulties. It was either that or the clouds and the moons and the planets were not aligning tonight. Tonight we have with us Eric Violet of the FreeCreditReport.com commercials. And he is also an actor extraordinaire. Absolutely extraordinary. If any indication is what you were doing on the commercials, Eric, bravo. What kind of acting are you interested in, and have you done any work recently?
I've done lots of commercials in Quebec and Canada.
Uh-huh.
The things are, you know, I did a lot of theater earlier, but now, you know, I spend so much time on my guitar and my piano that I don't have lots of time for theater or acting. You know, I'm still doing it, but it's, you know, I don't put lots of energy in it as much as I put energy in my music.
So you're really probably right now, you would consider yourself pursuing your musical career more than your acting career?
I would say yes. Right now it's more, yeah, about music.
And we know that you don't have a girlfriend, but you do have a girl. lots of ladies out here fell in love with you after those commercials. Did any of them offer to date you or marry you, or were you ever stalked by any of them?
Yes, I've received lots of crazy stuff by emails and even by phone. I don't know. Sometimes I received a call from someone I didn't know, telling me that she loves me. I want to marry you. But you know, I said, where did you get this number? Like nobody has this number, and she never answered. So it was, you know, I did receive some crazy stuff. Some guys also.
Were you flattered or were you afraid?
I was flattered, of course. you know, it's, you know, when someone is telling you that they like your personality, it feels good. Honestly, it's about the guy in the commercial. I know it, but often, like guys and women, like, oh, you look hot and blah blah. It's nice. It's always nice to receive a compliment. I mean, it's And I'm lucky to do this job because even though sometimes it's very hard because you know people just work all the time, you know, you're constantly being watched. But when it's you're doing a good job and people tell you, man, it's awesome.
Yeah, it is. I can understand that. Kim, let me ask you something. You did a lot of commercials. You did the Renaissance Fair commercial. You did you did the seafood commercial. You did the bicycle one. The one with the telephone, the antiquated telephone. And which one of those commercials, the Rockstar commercial, which one of those commercials really is closer to your personality than any of them?
I think, the character is not, there's no one, it's hard because, you know, I'm not a slacker. Obviously, I'm a guy who smiles all the time, like in the commercial. It's not me because I'm nothing like a slacker because I would do anything to pursue my dreams and I would do anything to make it happen for me and my band. So this is the main difference between me and the character. I don't know. I think the bicycle one is maybe more like me because he's eco-friendly. So, but I'm the dream girl is nothing like me. You know, I will never treat my girl like this. Never.
Uh-huh.
obviously, new car. It's not the case. I have a nice car right now. I'm driving a Toyota Matrix. So I would say eco-friendly. Yeah, I'd love to be eco-friendly.
Well, that's wonderful. See, I really like you even more and more as I talk to you. We've got some more questions from some of our audiences. Cynthia in New York asks, how much is Eric like the innocent, sweet character he plays in the commercials? I mean, that's the worst thing he's ever done outside of possibly not being rich and having a bad credit report. So she wants to know how are you really the sweet innocent guy that you portray in the commercials?
There's a part of me that is, as I said, I try to smile very often because it's it feels good, but there's a big side of me that is nothing like the commercials, and all I can say to that woman is, you should listen to God Against God. You will see the other side of Eric Violette, because I'm not a naive person, even though I smile all the time. I try to be a deep person who do meaningful stuff in his life because I want to spread light. I want to my life to have a meaning, and it's nothing like the guy in the commercials.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, it does in a way. It does. I want to ask you, you're talking about, environmentally friendly issues and being on a deeper level than just, the commercial would belie. Are you politically involved at all, Eric?
Well, I think so. It's important for me to be informed. It's very important because there are so many things going on right now because there's, there's so many changes right now on this planet because, the internet and blah, 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 and everything. And, the planet is about to explode.
Oh,
30 years ago,
wrong.
they were saying the same thing. 30 years ago, they were saying the same thing. But, right now, I think it's it's a very important period in the history of the planet. So I have to be informed. It's very, very important. So yes, I think it's it's important.
Well,
you know,
I have to agree with you again. I truly believe that we are living in incredible times, and that I think that if we can survive these times, that we will come out of it great teachers. And we'll have an important role to play in future society. So I do agree with you on that completely.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get out of it, you know.
We'll get out of it alive.
Yeah, exactly.
I hope you're wrong. I hope you're wrong and the planet is not going to blow up, people. You heard it first here on the People Speak Radio. We've got some more questions. Allie in Georgia would like to know, and actually I think he did answer this question, but Allie may have come in the interim or during our technical difficulty. Allie asks, my question is, are you friends with the two other guys that you sang with in the Free Credit Report commercials?
Well, you know, I really appreciated my time with Vince and Mario, but we don't see each other, outside of the commercial set, if I could say it that way. We tried, but I'm a busy bee, and Mario is a busy bee as well, and Vince too. So it was hard for us to, we were not even able to take a beer together. But I really appreciate my time with them when I,
Well, you looked like you were good friends during those times.
Yeah.
It showed through in your commercials. And again, another question that he already answered, but we'll ask it again because I think it's important for people to know who you are and what you do. Tell us,
yeah.
Mike in California asked, tell us about your background in music or acting, and do you have any formal training, and what is your past professional credits?
Okay, there's three questions. Am I right?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
The first one, let's go with the first one, your background in music and or acting.
Okay, my background in music is very small because I never... I started music, I was 21 years old, okay? But I spent so many time on my guitar and on my piano, and I spent so many time singing and trying to, create something that sounds good, that I think I learned a lot by listening other band and listening other musicians, and I ask lots of questions when I meet someone, and he's really into the thing I'm doing right now. If I meet someone that he's playing piano right now, and he's set up piano, and I'm playing piano my brain is on French mode again, so I have to switch to English mode.
French.
I'm sorry. when I meet someone who's as passionate as me, I ask questions, and I learn a lot with these people. Even though I never had any real teacher, I had tons of teachers. So... Yeah.
But you did attend a formal acting school, did you not?
Yeah, acting is something I studied at the National Theatre School of Canada. I was 17 years old when they accepted me after a week of audition. It's very hard to get into the National Theatre School, and I was very happy and very proud of it, because they don't choose lots of people. So I was very happy. It's a long, it's a four years of training.
Mm-hmm.
So this is my main background, and this is where I began to be, I started to be interested in music. What was the other question? It's about my credit.
I think you know, your professional credits. In other words, what type of acting jobs did you have, or musical jobs outside of the commercial?
It was. I did a lot of plays. I'm sorry. Theater was the first musical gig I had. Was in a play. It was a musical, and I was singing. And I also had another gig as a musician. I composed the music for a play. So this is where it all started. Just when I was just after the National Theater School. Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
We have a question from Rick in Michigan. Rick wants to know, did you get to keep the gremlin in the commercial where you stopped next to the couple of girls at the spotlight? Do you really need to ask that, Rick? He's talking about that old beat-up car that when you were in the one commercial with when you got... when you were in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
I think it was a green car. It was all beat up.
Oh, the blue car, yeah.
Oh, was it blue? Okay.
It's the blue. It's a blue Swift, I think. You know, by
so
the
did
way.
Did you get to keep it?
No. I have to tell you, this car, just after we finished, you know, to shoot the spot, it broke. It broke.
My God.
Like, big time. We were so lucky because we, you know, I think it was an hour after we were done with the commercial, one of the wheels, you know, just fell apart. I'm sorry. So we were very lucky because, you know, we didn't have another car to shoot, you know, the other
to finish the commercial.
Yeah, exactly.
That's bad.
Yeah, that was a very bad car, by the way.
Okay, here's a good one. Jackie in Connecticut would like to ask Rick to sing a few bars of the free credit score report.com commercial. I want to hear his singing voice.
Okay, I'm going to do it, but... You know, I'm going to do it for you, but you have to listen God against God after that, because this is not the real
thing. We will listen to God against God after that.
Okay, that's the deal. I'm singing one part of the song, and she's going to listen God against God.
I will listen to God against God.
Well, I was shopping for you.
Which one? How about your favorite one? How about the one with the bicycle?
I don't remember, man. It's impossible. I thought it was stuck in my head forever. Okay, bicycle. Can you sing it to me?
It was da da da. Oh God, I'm so bad at that. You're.
I'm sorry. I'm going to sing another one. It's just that.
Okay, sing another one. You sing any one you want to.
Okay. You know, but I have to tell you this. They don't show the commercial. They don't air the commercial in Quebec, so that's why, you know, I kind of forgot
that's
about
that. That's why you can do
them.
It.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'm going to sing another one. Which one? Okay, the car one. When I was shopping for a new car, which one's me? A cool convertible or an SUV? Too bad I didn't know my credit was right, because now I'm driving off the lot in a used subcompact FREE. That spells free. Creditreport.com, baby. Yeah, is that good?
All right. Bravo. And I think you had a great song to it. That's wonderful. Did the fact that you had the accent, is that why they asked you to lip sync as opposed to singing?
Yeah, exactly, because, you know, I have a strong accent right now, but my accent 3 years ago was even stronger, so they didn't take any chance. But the thing is, when I have the time to practice, you know, right now I'm speaking to you, I didn't practice, you know, but when I do have the time to practice an accent, I can do it. You know, I'm an actor, this is my job, so I can do it.
And, you know, isn't that interesting? A lot of singers that I know have accents, but when they sing, their accents disappear. I don't understand that.
Yeah.
I've never been able to understand that myself, but I know that that happens
mm-hmm.
a lot.
Yeah, because I don't know. It's just, you know, you just go with the music, go with the flow, and honestly,
and
in Quebec, we're surrounded by English culture, so we heard music, English music all the time, so...
During the time
know,
that you
I'm
were filming
to...
the commercials, were you living in the United States?
No, they shot the commercial in Quebec, and they even did the audition in Quebec. I don't know. Maybe it was because it was cheaper than Los Angeles. I don't know.
Well, that's a good reason. Sounds about
oh, that's
right.
A good reason. I'm sure it's, yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's not the real reason, but who knows?
Have you had any other offers to do that type of to do the type of work? I'm sorry, I'm
not
laughing.
Commercial.
We just got another statement from a gentleman in Arkansas. Phil in Arkansas wants to tell you, tell Eric I hate him. My girlfriend fantasizes about him.
Oh my God. Well, I'm sorry, man. I'm very sorry. Honestly. Don't hate me for that, honestly. If you,
don't
if,
hate me because
if you meet
don't
someday,
hate him because
you'll know
he's beautiful.
I'm not a bad guy.
Do not hate him because he's beautiful. That is great.
Yeah.
Sorry, Phil. Man, I tell you, you know, I'm with your girlfriend, buddy. He's hot. This is great. I'm sorry. I interrupted you. You were talking about some of the other opportunities. Have you been offered, like, different kinds of commercials?
Not commercial, but I received, maybe 2 years ago I received, it wasn't an offer, but someone wrote a sitcom about the guy, you know, the guy in the commercial, you know, the slacker I was playing in the commercials. And it was for you know, it didn't work because it was a writer you know sent me the script for
uh-huh.
you know they sent me the pilot and I accepted, but you know the production company refused, so another offer from Paramount. They also wanted to build a sitcom around the character. And someone, you know, came here last summer, not, you know,
uh-huh.
in 2009, to meet me because they wanted to do a sitcom around the character. So anyway, and they found that my accent was too strong. And so it didn't
work. That must have been disappointing.
Yeah.
That must have been very disappointing because I think you could have pulled it off. I really do think you could have, even with your accent, I think you could have pulled it off. You have a very nice, laid-back, humorous demeanor.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think too bad for them.
Bad for them, I agree with you.
But I wouldn't be here right now playing music, you know. I love where I am right now, so it's you know, life is full of shit, but, you know, that shit is not really shit. It depends, like, how you see it.
Exactly.
You know, there's always
shit inside. Shit. I agree. I agree. You know, that you seem like there's like, I almost feel like there's this part of you that just wants to yell out at the world and tell it to go fuck off.
Yeah, sometimes, like everybody else, I guess.
Is that what you accomplish in your music?
No, I don't want to say fuck off, but I think as a band, we're trying to take a direction that musically that involves rock and roll a little bit more. We were doing lots of light stuff, but we want to spread rock and roll, and obviously rock and roll has that kind of fuck off thing, you know? So we want to say fuck off, but at the same time we don't want to say fuck off only just for the fuck of it. We have to spread something else, because it's easy to say fuck off. I'm saying the F word, like I said it like, I don't know, 10 times in the last minute. I'm very sorry if I offended someone. It's just in Quebec it doesn't have the same matter here. Anyway.
I have a feeling that our audience members on this radio show, my friend, understand that word and understand when it needs to be used.
Okay, I'm sorry if I offended someone. Anyway, I'm just saying that if you're saying, like, fuck off, you have to say something else with it. You understand?
You do. I do. I understand completely.
Okay.
I agree
so
with
that's
you.
That's what we're
you know,
trying
I,
to
it
do.
Isn't, it, well, that's the very reason we started the radio show. We wanted to say fuck off or fuck this, it's not right, it's not happening, and we're going to do something about it. And that's what we
exactly.
did. We started a radio show, and we encouraged people to come onto our show and to tell the truth, tell the message, tell their stories, tell their histories, and tell their futures, and tell us how they were going to change this. And so it's very important to us. So I do understand fully what you're talking about, Eric. It's wonderful. I think it's great, and I wish you luck. We've got more questions. Boy, you're really popular with our fans tonight. Sam in Colorado asks, what means the most to Eric in his life?
Well, that's a very good question. Well, it's hard. I have to think a little bit about it. I would say the most important thing for me in my life is to understand and to know myself as much as possible, and then try to tell everyone about my experience. I think that's the, basically I think this is why I'm on this planet, and I think everybody has his own reason. Otherwise, you just go nuts and crazy, because it's hard to find a meaning of your life. And I think this is the meaning of my life. And probably it will change in, I don't know, next week, next year, I don't know. But right now I think it's about understanding me as a person, as an artist, and, to spread the word if someone wants to listen to it.
Oh, that's great. And John in Illinois wants to know, who are Eric's favorite musicians?
Oh my God, there's so many of them. Personally, I really enjoy every kind of musician, every kind of music, as soon as the artist is trying to share something, and as soon as the artist is able to share, as an artist is someone who's able to make you feel something. Mm-hmm. And if the artist is able to make you feel exactly what he wanted you to feel, that's an awesome artist. There's lots of them. There's Beethoven, Bach, Trent Reznor, Tom York. I don't know. There's so many of them. It's just Leonard Cohen. There's so many of them. It's hard for me to say, like, I have a favorite artist. No, there's too many.
Oh, that's cool. I love it. And, you know, we're getting short on time, but I wanted to ask you, Eric, do you have plans to come to the States again?
Yeah, we're planning a tour next summer with Wendy Lopez, WCI Entertainment. It's a company who's going to help us get into the United States next summer. So if you want to book God Against God, you can call Wendy Lopez. If you want to, we'll probably start in the Boston area, and we will head south to Austin, Texas, and then we'll come back in Canada. It will be a one-month tour, so and we're trying to make this happen very hard, and if you know, it's gonna happen. So I'm very excited. Yeah.
Well, we're gonna wish you a lot of luck. You know, we have one more question that Allie in Georgia sent in again, and she wants to know: has Eric ever heard of Iron and Wine? And if he has, what does he think of them?
Of what?
Iron
what?
And Wine. I guess that's a group.
No, I haven't.
I don't recognize the name either.
No, if you're listening right now, you Facebook me the name of the band. My Facebook is www.facebook.com/Eric Violette. So you can just, you know, send the link to their MySpace or whatever. I'll listen to them for sure.
Oh, sounds great. That's wonderful. Thank you very much, Eric. It has been a real pleasure having you on here. I have to tell you, you have brought a smile to my face so countless times. And as far as I'm concerned, that's worth everything in the world. Thank you for for being as good as you are and as fun as you are. I mean, in such a serious topic as credit scores in the United States these days, you made it a lot of fun, and we are grateful to you here. So thank you very much.
Yeah, it was my pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.
Okay, great. And we're going to keep tabs on you. If you come into the States while you're on tour, maybe we'll have you back on again and see how it's going for you.
Of course, yeah, why not? Yeah, I'd love to.
Sounds like fun. Thanks a lot, Eric. There you go,
folks.
Eric Violette. You can catch him on Facebook and enjoy. Follow him. Let's see what happens, and hopefully he'll come to the States, and we'll do more of the good stuff. Thank you, everybody. It was a pleasure having you with us, and I am glad to be back, folks. Good night, everyone.
One bright sunny morning in the shadow of the sea, by the relief fast as summer people, and they stood there hungry. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island, the Redwood Forest, to the Gulf Stream water. Yeah, this land was made for you and me.